Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center. They did so in the cold, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak took some questions from the media and started by talking about just how the day went.
Everybody practiced at Bowman, so Mario's back, Jeff is back, Glover looked fine, so everybody except Timmy right now.
Can you talk about the job that Chris Brown and Ryan Motz need to do this weekend for your team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you got to step up even more. They knew that last week, though. I mean, we knew that was the situation going into that game last week. But Arian becomes more of a part of that process right now. But, you know, they've got to team up together and play well for us at running back. And, you know, I've been pleased with the work Chris has done. I think he's done a tremendous job protecting our quarterback. Ryan has run the ball well. He has to continue to improve from a protection standpoint. But between the two of them, we got to find a way to be effective back there. So, you know, they understand that.
Some of the guys have talked about they don't like hearing things about your job being in trouble and they want to win these last games for you. How do you feel hearing something like that?
Well, I mean, that's part of our business. So, you know, hey, these guys are working their tail off, as I've said all along. I mean, the effort's been very, very good and need to win a game. So we're working real hard to find a way to get a win.
When you're facing someone who struggles, they talk about if you get an early advantage, it takes some of the belief out of that team. Do you buy into that, Gary?
From what perspective? Well, you talking about them talking about us?
No, I'm just talking about them. I mean, if they come in, you got them at home, they've been struggling. If you get off to a good start, sometimes it takes a punch out of a team that hasn't had much success.
The last few weeks they haven't been struggling. They won their last two games and played very, very well. I mean, you know, we've been all ends of the spectrum. We've had a 17-0 lead. We've been down 17-0 and you know, all the games are still coming down to the fourth quarter for us. So, you know, for us, it's about playing four good quarters and you know, making plays at the end of the football game. But, you know, I think this team's playing very, very well right now. We'll have to play extremely well to beat them.
Is there such a thing as a rookie wall?
A rookie wall. I think there's the length of the season for a rookie. You know, when you come out of college and all of a sudden you're 20 games, and when you came out of college, you went through a hard off season from a pro standpoint. So I think it's probably the longest year of football you'll ever play from that standpoint. So, but our guys have worked good through it, John. Cush has been good. Barwin's been good. Quinn's been good. I mean, our kids have played a great deal, and he's done a hell of a job.
Do you expect, do you look for something like that when the time?
Well, I think we all know that as coaches that how long a season can get for those young kids. All of a sudden, when you hit week 8, 9, 10, and you're just, you know, basically halfway from that standpoint. So I think we recognize that as coaches and try to, you know, address it with them and understand what they're going through. But they tend to come back the next year, and I mean, they understand what it's all about, and they're much better.
Is it more mental or physical?
I think it's both, John. I think it's a combination of both. NFL is a long, long, hard grind, and, you know, so something totally different. You're used to being through a football at Thanksgiving, you know, or getting ready for a bowl game or being totally through, and still a lot of football left to play.
Cushing said Pete Carroll used to help them with the mental part. In fact, during the break between the bowl, before the bowl game, he practiced them like they played to prepare them. Do you see any kind of let up for him at all?
No, I think he's been excellent. He may be cheating a little bit, though, because he hadn't practiced a whole lot here in the last 4 weeks, to be honest with you. So he needs to throw that in part of his equation. He's been good. He's done a good job, and obviously he can play without all the reps, and that's, you normally don't find rookies that can do that.
Coach, four quarters of football seems to be the thing that you've been striving for all season long, can't seem to get it done. How important is it to try to get that in the left forward?
Well, everybody in this league's trying to get that done. I've been in this this league for 26 years and played for coaches that talk about playing four quarters, and I've been a player trying to play four quarters. Everybody's searching for that. One team's going to find that perfection before this year's over. That's the way it works. But that's something you're always trying to do. And obviously, us getting as close to that as possible is the key to us winning. So hopefully we make improvement in that standpoint this week.
With us a bit so beat up, do y'all do anything to prepare for the other quarterback?
Doing the Wildcat. And, you know, the guy that plays behind him is very, very athletic. So that's something they've had to address. You know, Hasselback, when he's on, I mean, he can get as hot as anybody in this league, so we better start there.
Gary, Dominic Barber came up with a big hit on the goal line. Is he ready to take his game to another level?
Yeah, he's starting this week, Barry. He will start for Beasing. He's had an excellent half in the second half of the Jacksonville game. I'm sure everybody noticed. He's healthy. His ankle's good. Time for him to go. He will get a start this week.
Considering where he was he had the brain cramp against Chris Johnson the second week of the season, is he probably made the biggest jump of anybody of your young guys?
Well, I don't know about that. Injuries have held him back. I mean, that high ankle sprain cost him, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. So, when he's been healthy and he's been right, he's played some good football. So, you know, let's sit here and hope that he can stay that way for a month and make a lot of progress as a pro.
What do you think about Curry? Everybody knew he was going first among linebackers.
Yeah.
How did y'all evaluate
him? Well, I tell you, he was an impressive kid, John. When he came in our room in Indianapolis, I mean, he looks like a defensive end. He's big, can run, he can do everything, smart, very, very impressive. I remember him walking out of our room and me saying something to Rick, golly, man, that kid's impressive. He said, don't worry about him. He'll be long gone before we draft. So he's very impressive.
And the defensive rookies that you've either seen or played against, where is his Cushing? Is he right at the top of the field?
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's out at the top of the class, I mean, golly, it's got to be a short roll call, but he's had one heck of a year, and he has to be getting some serious Pro Bowl consideration. It'll be interesting to see what his peers think of him. They'll let him know here in a couple weeks.
Ryan's and Cushing, we always talk about them, but Dallas probably played his best game last week. Didn't
he? Yeah, well, he played, you know, he also played more. You know, when we get caught in a bunch of nickel and stuff, Zach's a guy that comes off the field, so he's had some games where he's come out of games with not a lot of reps. Played a ton last week, responded, played well.
As of today, how does your running back rotation look for Sunday?
You know, right now we go Chris and Ryan, and I'm hoping to get, like I said yesterday, hoping to get Arian some touches in the game and have him make some progress this week.